We have talked many times on this podcast about the importance of how we raise, you know, thinking about how we raise our children and our ultimate goal as parents. And today we're going to review an article or talk about some of the points in an article that maybe challenges the way that we think about, at least the terms that we use in regards to how we're parenting children.
Right.
The title is Don't Raise Independent Children. As human beings, we are social creatures incapable of being truly independent.
Right. This was written by Jim Taylor.
Dr. Jim Taylor.
Not to be confused with James Taylor. I thought when I saw his name, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Call myself Jim Taylor, not to be confused with James Taylor. But what struck me when I saw this, as soon as I saw the title, I said, whoa, what's this about?
Right.
Because we talk about raising independent children.
Right.
In a recent podcast, we talked about attachment parenting versus detachment parenting. We ran into friends the other night. They have a daughter. Their first child just went to college.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother said, but we haven't heard from her. She's not calling us. And I thought, you've succeeded.
That's right.
You are a successful parent.
Right.
If your child can go to college and within two or three days has stopped communicating
right.
because she's independent. She's
right.
able to take care of herself. You're a successful parent. I don't think mom was relieved by that, but...
Right.
So anyway, the other thing I like about this article is we did a podcast yesterday about John McCain.
Right.
And one of the things John McCain was able to do was to admit when he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Taylor in this article begins by admitting that he was wrong.
Right.
And I thought, that's refreshing.
Right.
You know, he didn't try to skirt around it or mm-hmm. cover it up with fancy language. He came right out and said, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had written a book, he had written an earlier book, and in the book he had a whole chapter on making your children independent.
Right.
But he said, I've thought about this additionally, and I was wrong.
Right.
I have reconceptualized this whole
right.
notion, which I really respect when a person can just say, I was wrong and I've rethought this thing.
Right.
What a refreshing approach.
Absolutely. And part of that is because as the subtitle of the article suggests, you know, he talks about the point that we are, as human beings, social creatures.
That's right.
And as social creatures, we can't truly be completely independent.
True. He said independence is an illusion.
Right.
We're social. We want to affiliate and
to
associate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this notion that we can be completely independent is illusory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so he begins by thinking a little deeper about
mm-hmm.
these two notions of what does it mean to be dependent? What does it mean to be independent?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so where he has shifted is from the idea of kids need to be completely independent to we really need to be mindful of who our kids are dependent upon.
That's right.
And in what context they're dependent on different people.
I'm going to have to reframe, and I don't remember whether, I have to look back in our book
mm-hmm.
about raising an emotionally healthy child,
right.
about attachment and detachment parenting,
mm-hmm.
because I like this notion of you're going to be dependent on somebody. It
right.
doesn't mean that you're dependent in that sense. It
right.
means that you rely on them for advice
right.
or opinions or support. And if you're not relying, if you're not dependent on your parents, you're going to be dependent on somebody.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, when I was thinking about this, I often try to think about how someone may try to counter this idea,
mm-hmm.
right? And they'll say, well, you know, well, as an adult, you know, you want to be the CEO.
Right.
And as a CEO, you're making all the decisions and you're doing all
mm-hmm.
this stuff, so you're not dependent on anyone. You're the one
right.
that's yes and no.
Right.
You know, the
mm-hmm.
CEO has an administrative assistant that keeps his or her schedule and calendar organized.
And a board of directors.
And right. So if that CEO didn't have an administrative assistant keeping everything organized and planned, mm-hmm. there's no way that he or she would be able to be a CEO. They
right.
couldn't accomplish, they couldn't keep the business going. And so
right.
that CEO is completely dependent upon,
right.
Now he or she has to make sure that that administrative assistant is competent
mm-hmm.
and able to maintain all of that stuff. But the dependence is there nonetheless.
Right. Frequently I'll hear people say, well, I did this myself. I built
mm-hmm.
this business myself. I built this whole. Well, you got your products there because there's an interstate highway,
Right.
And there are gasoline stations along the way, and there are truck drivers who got it there, and people did. So you really didn't do this by yourself.
Right.
You took advantage of the infrastructure that existed.
Right.
There was a bridge that got you from mm-hmm. Oakland to San Francisco,
right.
or a bridge that got you from New Jersey to New York. Let's not forget that mm-hmm. we're all interdependent.
Right.
And that's the first thing I like about him, is that we don't do anything completely alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that I think is a real good insight,
right.
is that we are going to be dependent on somebody. What he worries about is that with children, they're going to become dependent on mm-hmm. peers.
Right.
And social
pop
media,
culture.
Pop culture,
right.
okay? And as he says, and as we all know, your children's friends don't always have their best interests at heart.
Right. Different values and different
That's
worldviews.
Right. They have different backgrounds.
Goals.
They have different backgrounds. They have different values, different aspirations, different goals. So they're giving your children advice. This has happened with one of my children.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children has been given advice, and it was bad advice.
Yeah.
But it came from a friend that he trusted,
right.
and thought that he had his, and he didn't. His friend didn't. His friend was espousing
right.
his values.
Right.
And it had nothing to do with our values.
Right.
But my son accepted it because it came from a friend that he thought he could trust.
Right.
The other is pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Jim Taylor just says flat out, they're not interested in your kids. They're interested in your kids' money.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
They don't
yeah.
care about anything.
Yeah.
They just want their money.
Yeah.
And so, we have to be careful that in relinquishing, in making our children too independent, that we send them in that direction to
mm-hmm.
peers and pop culture.
Right.
Better that they remain dependent on right. us, close to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to a podcast right now. And in the interview, this guy is talking about, he is opposed to the idea of free information. He doesn't like the fact that everything, we have access to all of this information and it's all free. And he says, on the surface, it looks really good. It's great,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you can jump online and you can Google search something and you can find anything you want. However, the counter of free information is, you have no idea the quality of that information.
That's true.
You have no idea if that information is valid. You have no idea
right.
if it's
accurate.
If it right, and so, you know,
it's
when
an
we
interesting concept.
Right, and so when we have this sort of free medium, it sort of mm-hmm. opens the door to exactly what we're talking about, that we're going to become dependent upon information that we're getting online. How many times does that happen with our patients?
Sure.
You know, they'll do a Google search and they'll say, oh, well, I need this medication. It's like, well, wait, why do you need that medication?
Right.
They found some website that says,
yeah, I have this, and so I think I have this, and so
right.
I must need this medication.
Right.
We're
going to
have a separate podcast on that later in the week.
Yeah.
We're
going to
touch on that topic, and
yeah.
you're right. Well, that's why in academic settings, students are prohibited from citing Wikipedia.
Right.
Because Wikipedia, anybody can add to Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be accurate.
Right.
You just add to it.
Yeah.
It can be corrected later, but
yeah, the Wikipedia monitors. I don't know what they.
I don't know what they are.
What call
right.
People who work for Wikipedia are work to try to make sure that it's all
mm-hmm.
as accurate as possible. But yeah, anybody can.
Right. Anybody can add to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that whenever you want. So, in academic settings, students are discouraged, prohibited from citing Wikipedia because we can never be sure of its accuracy.
Right.
So. But we don't apply that same standard to ourselves.
Right, right.
So he redefines dependence and independence,
right.
okay? And then he moves on to a different notion because he moves from making children independent to making them self-reliant.
Right.
And that really is a more accurate
right.
goal that I think all of us were. We use the word independence,
mm-hmm.
but I think most of us
right.
probably really wanted self-reliant children, not independent children.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so the difference here is, so if I have a problem, if I have an issue,
right.
say,
mm-hmm.
If I was completely independent, I would be left, the expectation to be truly independent would mean that I would have to solve that problem without the help of anyone else or any other resource or anything like that. I would have to be independently capable of solving that problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if I have self-reliance, that means I rely on myself to figure out how to solve the problem.
Right.
I may seek the help or support from somebody else mm-hmm. because I'm not worried about the idea of being dependent upon someone.
That's
and,
right.
And the more that you think about it, those words are pretty harsh. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about dependent,
right.
I'm going to be dependent on someone. Well, if you have a medical issue and you go to your doctor, you're dependent upon your medical doctor right. to provide you good information. If you have legal issues, you're going to be dependent on the lawyer or the attorney to provide you good information, good recommendations. So we are dependent on these people. We right. can't solve those problems completely right. in a completely independent sense. But we need self-reliance to believe that we have the capability of gathering information and analyzing the information and making the good decisions.
Right. And self-reliance also means that I'm not under somebody else's control.
Right.
You know, that I'm in. We referred to that a couple of weeks ago as having agency.
Agency.
That I'm the actor.
Right.
That I'm making these decisions. I must deal with the consequences, but they're mm-hmm. my decisions.
Right.
And I'm not under anybody else's control.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's what he means by self-reliance.
Right.
And he talks about self-reliance across five right. areas.
Five, okay. yeah. Cognitive,
right.
emotional, behavioral, interpersonal, and practical.
That's right.
And he defines each of those. So, you know, but they kind of make sense. You know,
cognitive yeah, they're
is
self-explanatory.
The way you think about things.
Right.
Right.
We are self-reliant in our thinking. Mm-hmm. We're self-reliant in our emotional life. You know, mm-hmm. we control our emotions. Our emotions don't control us.
Right.
And behavioral, interpersonal, and practical.
Right.
You know, that we are not under somebody else's control. These are ours
right.
to manage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so instead of focusing on making your kids, quote-unquote, independent,
right.
we want to make them self-reliant so that they are, you know, responsible for mm-hmm. taking care of these
right.
issues or these factors or these mm-hmm. things in their life themselves,
right.
But seeking out the support and the assistance that they need when they need it.
And that's what detachment parenting
right.
is that you gradually give them control because mm-hmm. You don't want them to be dependent on you either.
Right.
You don't want them to be under your control.
Right.
You know, a 17 or 18-year-old should have some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But they shouldn't be under your you shouldn't be treating them as though they're a marionette or a puppet, you
right.
know, that you pull a string and they do. You have to start turning over control so that they can become self-reliant
right.
and make good decisions in these five areas that
absolutely.
You've taught them how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that shift in the way that we're thinking about this may be mm-hmm. Something that we'll have to
yeah,
keep
we'll
working
have to look
on
at that. Right.
because it does make good sense the way he presents it.
This article has made a change in my vocabulary,
right.
certainly.
Absolutely.
I'm going to use these words differently and more carefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, all right, but definitely read the article.
Speaking of using words more carefully, mm-hmm. the other day I was teaching and I said, well, this could be a poisonous snake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that's incorrect?
It's a venomous snake.
Do you know the difference? One of my students told me,
a venom is from an animal, right? And a poison is from a plant?
If you ingest something,
mm-hmm.
It's poisonous. If something is given to you, it's venom.
Hmm.
If you eat a poisonous thing, if you eat something that's poisonous. But if something bites you, it's venom.
So if you take the venom of a snake and you drink it, then it becomes a poison.
You can eat a water moccasin if you cut its head off. It's not poisonous.
Right.
Because the venom is in the fangs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But if it bites you, it's venomous. So, you know, one of my students told me that.
I would have.
That was worth going.
We are 512 episodes in, and it's the first time I think we've ever talked about eating a water moccasin.
No. I was fascinated.
Something new every day.
And one of the students clarified that for me. We had the courage,
yeah.
you know, because I was on a lecture and talking about poisonous snakes, and it's not poison, venom.
Venom.
And I was glad to know that.
Snake.
You know, John McCain said, trust the youth, trust the youngsters, right?
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that is it then for today.
So use language precisely.
Yeah.
The point is, use language more precisely. Be right. careful of how you use these words. And right. that's what Jim Taylor was talking about here. We really didn't want independence.
Right.
That's an illusion. We wanted something else. Right. So use words precisely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't eat the head of a water moccasin.
Don't eat the head.
So, all right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.